Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, hello, and welcome to God's Rainbow Ministry presents Issues with Mental Illness and Addictions, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. Well, I've got a great show lined up for you. Okay, we're going to be talking on God is greater than sin, okay, and it's taken from John chapter 1, verse 29, and I picked this out for you all, so I think you're going to like it, but let's first get started with a prayer. Okay, amen? If I won't bother ahead, Lord God, we look to you and to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Continually renew your grace and your power in our lives, Lord. We pray, Lord, renew your grace and power, Lord, that we may have light even in dark and distressing times. And through the Savior may overcome as we wait faithfully for your kingdom, Lord. Help us to be ready to take everything upon ourselves, Lord, to serve you with body and soul, Lord, with all we have and are, Lord. May we belong to the hosts of those who go to meet you, who wait for your coming kingdom, Lord, which will bring comfort to the world and all the people who now suffer and grieve, Lord. O Lord, our God, have mercy on our times and on our world, Lord. Grant that with the thanks and praise may soon see signs of fulfillment of your promises, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's play some music. Okay, let's play by Brian Courtney Wilson, A Great Work. Here we go.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know. Sometimes there are turns you wanna take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps so you can walk until you see.
Yeah.
Amen. What a blessing. Okay. Let's go with Matt Redman's 10,000 Reasons to Bless the Lord. Here we go.
Thank you.
another great song by Crowder. It's called Come As You Are. And after that song, we'll get into the message. Get into the message now. All right. Okay. Let's start off with a prayer. Okay. Lord God, we thank you for letting Hosanna's rise from people's hearts and for letting us cry out to you even more fervently in dark times, Lord. Help us, Almighty God, and help your King Jesus Christ to his final victory. For he shall be victor, Lord, bringing grace, Lord, peace, life, and victory to all this good, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, he shall always be the victor in our lives, Lord, enabling us to keep faith in trouble, fear, and need, yes, even in death, Lord. Hosanna to the victor, Jesus Christ, the victor you have chosen. O Almighty God, proclaim him on earth, Lord. Let all the people know he is on the way, Lord, to glory of your name. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. See, addiction is a sin and it is a spiritual bond that must be broken. Therefore, God is greater than sin. And we're taking this from John chapter 1, verse 29. We move to our second step in our 12-step program to break our addiction to sin by acknowledging that God is greater than sin. You may recall that we made the subtle distinction between sin and being a sinner. A sin is an act where you miss the mark of a high calling which is found in Christ Jesus. A sinner is a sinner where you are in opposition to God's purpose and plan for your life. So where sin is, God is not. Where God is, there is no sin. We sought to highlight the difference between being a sinner and one having an ethical lapse or moral indiscretion. Ethical lapses and moral indiscretions are physical. Being a sinner is spiritual. Therefore, addiction to sin is a spiritual bond that must be broken. Unless the spiritual bond is broken, one who is a sinner will continue to sin. If you look closely at 2 Peter, the second chapter, you get a clear picture of what it means to be in a state of being called a sinner, where one is perpetually separated from God. It's like being a well without water. It's like one who promises liberally but lives in corruption. It's like one who escapes pollution but gets entangled. It's like a dog that returns to its own vomit. It's like a pig that has been washed that goes right back into the mud. So being a sinner is spiritual devastating, 2 Peter says. Your later end is worse than the beginning. That's why one's spiritual connectedness to sin must be broken. I don't care who much self-help you go to, you cannot break the spiritual bonds by yourself. That is why King David, when confronted by his progressively sinful state, he was in his relationship with Bathsheba by his pastor Nathan, David cried out to God not to turn his face from him. Whatever you do, God, please do not break the relationship. Don't turn me over to the reprobate mind, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. So David understood that being a sinner was a spiritual state and that the spiritual bond between oneself and sin had to be broken. He also understood that he could not do it by himself. Here's how sin works. First it tantalizes you, then it satisfies you, then it pacifies you, then it crucifies you, and finally it mortifies you. How many of you has ever found yourself like the whisperer's old school song? I only meant just to wet my feet, but you pulled me in where all the waters of love run deep. Oh, this good feeling must have been sent from above because you got me walking on the wall to love. That's the problem with being in a sinful state. Just because it feels good doesn't mean that it is good for you. And you let her, and is worse than the beginning. However, there is good news. There is a way to break the spiritual bondage of being a sinner. Take a look at our text. John the Baptist had been in the wilderness preaching repentance from sin. He preached to the people to make straight the way of the Lord. John baptized people in the Jordan River. He preached to the crowds that there would be one coming whose shoes he was unworthy to untie. John the Baptist looks up one day and sees Jesus coming towards him. All throughout his upbringing, he was aware of Jesus' special relationship with God. John knew that Jesus' purpose would be revealed in the proper hour. And on this special day, John sees the manifestation of the power of God that affirms in the Spirit that through Jesus Christ, God is greater than sin. He proclaims on the fateful day as Jesus approaches him to be baptized to the River Jordan. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That's good news. Once you admit you're a sinner, then you should acknowledge that God is greater than sin. Three things we learn from this story. God is greater than sin. Behold, Jesus is a sacrifice for our sins, the Lamb of God. Jesus saves us from our sin, taking away the sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And that's the end of our sermon for tonight. So let us pray. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that the Savior has been with us on earth, and that in our day we can still follow him and wait for your will and your rulership. For you are Almighty God, and your kingdom must come, Lord. Your will must be done, Lord, and all promises be fulfilled, Lord. Carry out your will, Lord. We ask and beseech you, Lord. Establish your kingdom among all nations, Lord, even if today this is possible with only a few, Lord. For through your working hearts can change so that your name be praised, Lord, and all promises may be fulfilled, Lord. Thanks be to you for allowing us to live in such great hope, Lord. Stay by us in our work on earth, Lord, so that we may be done in your service, Lord. And in every situation, deepen our longing for the Savior to come and establish your kingdom, Lord. Be with us during the night and bless us in your great goodness and faithfulness, Lord. And we pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we come to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You can have a chance to right now, tonight. Okay, if you're walking around and you're aimlessly walking around not knowing where to go or who or what to do or just dazed and confused, or maybe, okay, like I said, you have addictions such as drugs, alcohol, okay, or sexual immorality, okay, gambling or overeating. See, God can take those things away, but in order for him to do so, he has to know you. And if he doesn't know you, he's not going to do nothing for you. So I ask you, won't you let Jesus Christ help you today and become a born-again Christian today and live for the Lord? Okay, if this is what you want, please say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and then I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe in you are the Son of God who died on the cross, okay, Calvary for my sins, and rose from the dead on the third day. So now I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. Okay? And we want to say, may the Lord bless you and keep you highly favored. Amen? Well, as you know, I'm not taking callers. Okay? So I'm hoping you're listening to this program and you're enjoying the program. We're going to play a song now. Okay, it's It's my Hillsong worship. It's called Cornerstone. Here we go.
Thank you.
I'm going to play another one, a great song here by Chris Tomlin. Is How Great Is Our God? Here we go.
Thank you.
next song we're going to play is by Leland Mooring. It's called Lion and the Lamb. Here we go. Okay, let's go with In Christ Alone by Passion and Christian Stanfill. Here we go.
Yeah.
blessed song, okay, in Christ alone. All righty. Well, I have a prophetic message for you all, okay? And I'm going to tell it to you right now. Okay? You know, I mean, when God gives you a prophetic message to deliver, okay, you should deliver it, okay, as soon as possible. So, here it is, and this goes out to whoever needs his word. The Father says today, I only work for the willing. My purpose is to establish my benign authority over the willing human beings in the earth who will submit to my reign. In yielding to me, it becomes your portion to experience the infinite joy of my governance in your life. In so doing, I will deploy you and use you to bring about the earth the ultimate victory over unrighteousness. That is the end result of what I'm doing in your life, in small ways and great ways. This is my purpose on earth. This is my answer to your question. You may think there is a casual link between what you are crying out for and what I'm establishing, but that is where your trust and confidence in me factors in. Do you trust me, says the Father? Everything and everyone connected with my purpose is busied about my establishing my divine government in the earth. Are you connected with my intentionality? Then all of the increase of my government in your life, there will be no end. I will not tolerate the encroachment of the enemy against you. This is your portion daily as you connect with my benevolence and my lordship as willing and yielded vessel. I have great and mighty things that I want to do in the earth and your life, says the Father, but I need cooperation. So give me some cooperation and I will give you the change you have cried out for. I will lose your bonds and free you up from the fullness of all that I have promised. And we say this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, that's the prophetic word for you today. And I hope that in it you find the meaning. Because it's going out to those who need this particular word. Amen. All right. So, let's play some more music. I love music. Okay, it's a great way to praise the Lord, okay, with worship, okay. And I'm playing some of the greatest praise and worship songs known, okay. So we're going to play Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone by Chris Tomlin. Here we go. song. Well, we're going to play another song here. This is by Melissa Helser. It's called No Longer Slaves. Here we go.
You thank you.
man. That's right. When you come to Christ, you're no longer slaves, okay, to sin, okay? It's like you, when you come to God, all your sins have been forgiven, okay? Your slate is wiped clean, and you're washed by his blood, okay? You start anew. You're a brand new creature, okay, in God, okay? And if you let God guide you, okay, if you let God guide you, okay, and don't rely on yourself, okay, but allow God to show you where you need to go, okay, and what you need to do, your life will be much better, okay, amen. All righty. Well, we're going to play another song. This is by Matt Redman. It's called Blessed Be Your Name. Here we go.
Blessed be your name in the name.
going to play another great song here by Hillsong Worship. It's called Mighty to Save. Here we go. we're going to end our program a little early tonight, so I'm gonna say a prayer, okay, and do a closing prayer. So everyone bow their head. Lord Almighty God of heaven and earth, grant that we may come to you as your children, Lord. For you have chosen us through the gospel, and Jesus Christ has obtained mercy for us, so that in you we have a refuge in disturbed and evil times, Lord. We turn to your word, Lord God, rejoicing again and again that the whole of Christendom is led back to your word, Lord. Strengthen all those who serve your word, Lord, who look to you and to the grace of Jesus Christ. Grant that everywhere we may have hope and joy and redemption, you will bring in every situation, Lord. Also in our ordinary practical life, Lord. Grant that through this redemption, the earth may proclaim your praise and honor your name, Lord. Your kingdom may come, Lord, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a closing song, okay? And wait a minute. Before I do that, okay, tomorrow, Sunday at 5 p.m., we're having God's Rainbow Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you're on the East Coast, it's 6 p.m. If you're on Mountain Standard Time, okay, it's 4 p.m. And if you're on the West Coast, it's 3 p.m. And if you're way up in Alaska, it's 2 p.m. because Alaska has their own time. Okay? And if you're up in Canada in the New Brunswick area, okay, it's going to be 7 p.m. All righty. So, like I said, I hope to have everyone come and join. The church service is going to be a great message. I'm continuing on with my series of the Ten Commandments. And I believe that I'm going to be doing Thou Shalt Not Steal. Okay? It's going to be a great service. We're going to have a great praise and worship service before the sermon. So I hope everyone can join us tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. All righty. So here we go with Chris Tomlin's At the Cross, Love Ran Red. Here we go.
Bye.
I want to thank God bless you tonight. I want to thank all my callers that called in. I want to thank all my listeners on the chat room. I want to thank all my listeners, okay, on the link. So I'm going to give a couple shout-outs here to my dear brothers. One is producer Calvin. Okay, he's a dear, blessed brother. I love him a lot. Okay, Juan from Alabama. Okay, love you too. Okay, the Tide did great. Okay, Roll Tide. Give a shout-out to Don Cornelius. Okay, Johnny Longfeather. And may you all be blessed and have a blessed night. And hope to see you here tomorrow, okay, for the God's Rainbow Christian and Mason and the Tabernacle Church. And it's going to be a great service, so I hope to see you there. So God bless you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.